There's a lot of wheat in the Oklahoma bins right now, and Kim, let's talk about the price of wheat right now. Where are we setting?
Well, we're setting with the September contract around $4.77. Oklahoma cash price somewhere around $4.30 a bushel. Watching that September contract, it's got support around 460, maybe 450. That's where the strong support, that's where I have that. And it's got resistance at 480.
It's been kind of drifting down since, say, June and July. Where is the bottom of the wheat market?
Well, you look at the long-term trend, that's down. You know, they say the trend is your friend. Well, right. In this case, it's your enemy, because we've been trending down since about July of 13. If you look at wheat prices on the KC contract over the last 15 years, there's a floor at about $4.30 on the futures contract. I've got my bottom at 450. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we could pop the 450, go down, bounce off 430. You convert that to a cash price, say, so you've got 450 on the September contract, take about 40 off of that. That'll get you down to around $4.10 cash, or in central Oklahoma, or 450 on the September contract.
My dad always told me you cannot answer if questions, but I'm gonna ask one. If we do reach that bottom, will there build a trend upward after that? And if so, how long do you think that trend would last?
Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to find a bottom down here. It may not be 450. It may be down around 430. Depends on what happens with Australia and Argentina wheat right. crops. However, I think what we'll do, and you can look back at 2008 to a certain degree, but really in 2009, if you'll look at that marketing year, from about October all the way into February, March, we just had a sideways pattern. Mm-hmm. It came up just a little bit as we came into harvest, and it was after harvest when we started losing the world crop that it really took off. So what we normally do along the bottom here is just find a spot and then move sideways plus or minus, so 25, 30 cents.
Okay, speaking of the world crop, the world crop's been very good this year, and that's kind of affected the amount of wheat that Oklahoma producers have held on to. Let's say that if the U.S. wheat crop was not to produce this next year, zero, how long would it take the U.S. to sell off their crop and then have to start importing wheat?
Well, actually, we've had three record world crops
right.
in a row,
right.
and we're projected to have record any stocks. What you want to look at is the stocks to use ratio
right.
in the U.S. It's about 32%. That means with both domestic use and exports, we'd have about 4 months supply. If we didn't have a crop and you want to use up the full amount just domestically, you're going to have about 8 months supply of wheat with zero production in 2016.
So how do we introduce that wheat into the world market that we're sitting on right now?
Well, right now we're priced about 30 cents under Canada. We're about 80 cents under Australia. We're just going to have to let their exports be sufficient so that their prices increase to ours. Ours may go down a little bit. Plus, we got the quality issue. We have a good bread milling quality wheat, a good quality wheat. We got to depend on that quality for the exports. And we do have export
right.
sales now. And that's why we've got the sales is one, the relationships we have with the buyers, and two, the quality of our product.
Okay, changing gears right now. The WASDE report came out, you know, yesterday. Let's talk about some of the stuff that may have been in that.
Well, the market's really just watching corn and beans
right.
as wheat's a kind of a side issue. You know, we'll have to wait till Monday to see what the market, how they react to that report after they've analyzed it over the weekend. It is possible if corn and beans get kicked down a little bit, and I think they're near the bottoms, but they could back off just a little bit. It could drag wheat prices down, but Monday's going to tell us what the true market reaction is to that report.
Okay, thank you much, Kim. We'll talk about that next week. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Specialist here for Oklahoma State University.